And that ends our tour of the Philippines, and next we move on to Japan. What impressed us most about Japan was the contrast of their temples to the ones we'd seen before. When you'd seen the temples in China, they had been very ornately carved with bright red carvings and just gorgeous and very bright colors. When we went to Japan, and this is the first slide of Japan, the buildings were very plain, at least on the exterior. They are still majestic. They still have tile roofs. The tile roofs still curve up. But they're not nearly as ornate, and they're certainly not painted with those bright colors that you saw before. And I think it's sort of the imagery that they're trying to achieve in China, is that the world for men is very plain, a place of hard work and small rewards. And if you were ever to go inside of the temple, you'd see a very far removed sort of heaven, which is where the gods would reside. And there, everything would be very ornate and beautiful, but that's not the place for human beings. Throughout Kyoto, which we visited in Japan, it's the traditional capital of Japan, and they have a lot of really massive monuments and temples, and they tend to be all in very dark colors. Their temples come in all sizes. The first one was a medium sized one, the next one was massive. This would be a more typical little Buddhist shrine that you would find in Japan. It tends to be set off in a small courtyard, their sort of garden, with rocks set out in patterns for with an artistic effect. And then you have a small shrine, and you would see those all over Kyoto and probably all over Japan. The large temples were comparatively rare, but there were shrines and small temples most everywhere. And this would be another view of a temple. And this is the closest thing we've gotten to a view of the interior of one. Notice that things are set back in a distance so that you get a very small view of what the interior looks like. But it does look like there's some ornate carvings and stuff for where the gods would reside. All around their temples, they would have some very beautiful, if you happen to be in that sort of thought, gardens. They would have a lot of larger trees which had been sort of bonsai in strange shapes, which had a sort of mystical appeal about them, and rocks and that sort of stuff. Also, when we were going through Japan, it was in November and their leaves were just turning, so we can add, you know, some of the beautiful sights we saw were particularly nice because of the bright colors from the leaves. And this slide is of, I guess, a hillside next to a lake. And you can see a reflection almost exactly of the leaves that are turning in the lake. This slide is particularly worthy of note because when we've been setting them up in their order and marking them, we had put it in upside down, and it was actually pretty hard to tell which was right side up and which was upside down. But if you look close to the edge of the pool, you can see the reflection in it. It's a very calm pool and a very beautiful thing. This is an unusual temple in Japan. And what makes it unusual is that it's in bright orange. We're not sure why it's in bright orange. It might be a non-standard temple, you know, maybe for a different sect of Buddhism. Another thing of note in here is the school uniforms. As in Korea, the children wear uniforms, and the boys' uniforms for high school is black, basically black, and was pretty much identical to the ones in Korea. However, for the girls, there was a difference. They also wore black skirts and black tops and white stockings, just as in Korea, but in Japan, their skirts were pleated, which we had been so accustomed to Korean school dress that kept taking us back. It always looked strange. If we had been in Taiwan, we probably would have thought the Korean school dress was funny. While we were at that one particular bright temple, we were fortunate enough to see some Japanese people in traditional dress. This is a woman with her daughter, we presume, in Japanese dress. Then there were, we weren't really sure why it was. There was a family all in traditional dress, but it must have been a special bringing out of the two children. We think a boy and a girl. And they were all dressed up and very proud. And then there were all sorts of people taking pictures of the two children. I, of course, wanted pictures of the two children, but their parents' dress also intrigued me. So this is a little tricky picture. I was taking a picture of the two children, but my main object was actually the what seemed to be the mother in her traditional kimono.
We were very interested in traditional dress in all of the countries we visited. In Korea, traditional dress was very common for the women and quite common for older men, and also very common on holidays for many people. But in Japan, we found that very few of the women wore kimonos, and I think I only saw a couple of old men who might have been in traditional dress.
Anyway, this is the proper picture that everyone was taking of the two children. We guess that the person on our left is a little girl, and the person on the right is a little boy. That is, so it's pretty hard to tell. Their dress is a little different, and he's a little taller. And this is the picture I'm most happy to take, because, again, it has the two children, but it also has the grandparents, we surmise, are their grandparents. And this is another sort of commonality with Korea. The older people, when they wear their traditional dress, tend to wear grays and whites and muted colors. They don't wear bright colors. And at least in the case of Korea, as I think we mentioned earlier, traditionally the bright colors were worn by only the nobles and the wealthy, perhaps because they were the only ones who could afford the dyes and the silk to make the bright colors. The common peasants wore the same dress but in plainer colors because those were the easiest to make. The grandparents wear the traditional clothes and the traditional colors for someone of their class. The young people, because now you can get bright colors and nice fabric so inexpensively, tend to dress their children and themselves up in bright, fancy colors previously reserved for the noble people. But again, in Japan, hardly anyone wore traditional clothes. The next slide is from the Kyoto Zoo, and it's a picture of a giraffe trying to reach some leaves just outside of his enclosure. The next slide is of another monkey island. This one's in Kyoto. And this one is some ugly little critter down at the bottom of a pit. Oh, I'm sorry, that's an otter. I guess it's not that ugly. It looks strange in that particular pose.